Okay.
So we're recording. All right. So, what is it? Gwendolyn Christie and Lupita Nyong'o, whatever.
Yeah,
Star
get
Wars
that
Episode
spelt
7.
Right.
Your thoughts, Richard?
Oh, whatever. It's good to have some more Tang in the series. Especially, they're pretty good at acting. Well, I don't know about Lupita. I haven't seen her in anything else, so she might just be really showy. She's kind of a showy actress, so it's like, eh.
Well,
I
loved
know.
Her Nonstop, so.
Well, right, yeah, exactly. There you go. My point exactly. Go see her in Nonstop, and you'll be like, the fuck, this woman won an Oscar. I don't get it why. So she's basically a lump of coal in Nonstop. She just sits there and does nothing. She like has literally five lines, and they are like, "Oh my god," or "What is that?" or "Oh no," or "I'm glad we made it," or "Would you like some wine?" It's like very non-important lines of dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
It would make more sense if she was in on it, but they didn't go that route, so whatever.
Well, she wasn't in on it, and that
Scoot McNairy.
The Downton Abbey girl wasn't in on it either.
No, no,
she was
also
in that stupid movie.
Which, yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even realize that was her.
Doesn't matter. But it's
I don't watch that shit.
This is weird.
I don't watch that shit.
But yeah, I don't know.
Soft-ass shit.
I saw the casting, and my question is, are they important characters? Do they have big parts? We don't know anything.
We've concluded that Gwendolyn is going to be 69, Lando's pleasure bot.
Oh yeah, Lobot 69. Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is Lando Calrissian. I love a blonde white woman who's taller than me, baby.
Yeah. She has a Lobot look though. I can see that.
She's got a Lobot look to her, right? And I bet you, like, he'll use her clitoris as a bottle opener for his Colt 45.
Do you need bottle openers for that, or is that just a case?
Lobot 69, come over here now. I gotta open up my bottle. That's fantastic. King Cobra, yummy.
But do you need bottle openers for those, or I thought those were just cans?
No, they're bottles. They're 40 ounces.
Oh,
40 okay. ounces to freedom, bro.
Okay, I had no idea. Okay.
Come on, bro. Well, you see, X-Men finally broke the sound barrier for X-Men movies, and they got past 500 million worldwide.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. I hope it does more. I hope it does at least 800. I'd like to see him clear that amount. It's possible.
It's definitely doing well enough. We'll see.
It's slowly. I mean, you know, it's only been out for, what, like 12, 13, 14 days?
Yeah, I think it's got a chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's at 162 domestic. It'll probably closed with, gosh, I would like to see 250, but it'd probably be closer to 220, 225 maybe, 230.
Yeah, it's
even that is kind of a stretch.
Sinking a little fast, but
yeah,
still. Like,
well, there's nothing else out. You got Tom Cruise Groundhog Day with, and then
that'll do no
that's
business.
That's it, really.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't open very well overseas. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Only made $20 million. That's pretty terrible.
Yeah, I don't think it'll do any business. And I guess Godzilla might have trouble breaking $200 million domestic.
Yeah, that one had a real big drop-off because a lot of people just, I think, got so pissed off at that movie, they made it their mission to basically tell everybody not to see it.
Yeah, I have not been that cruel. It's.
I actually liked it.
Yeah, it's very mixed for me, but I still, I still would recommend seeing it in theaters. It's definitely worth it.
I think I'm the only person that actually really liked it.
Well, good for you, Richard. Good for you.
I thought it was hilarious that these fucking muto monsters were eating nuclear bombs like Tic Tac. It was hilarious.
Oh, there's this great great picture on Lena Headey's Instagram account.
Yeah.
Where she has a magazine opened up to Sophie Turner.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just, like, eyeballing the fuck out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny. I don't know.
Pseudo-erotic, blue is the warmest color action.
A little of that, Richard. A little of that. You can't deny. You can't deny.
Cannot go wrong with that, baby. Delightful. Delicious.
Yeah, and that Million Ways to Die died a big bomb at the box office.
Yeah, thank God. Hopefully that'll be the end of Seth MacFarlane being in anything.
Yeah, I think that was a misstep for him, just to cast himself. I think they should have gotten somebody else.
Or he could have been, like, the horse. He could have been a talking horse.
Sure.
It's that stupid of a movie that there could be a talking horse in it.
I'm all for that, too. I just think it was a mistake. Because I think, like, Woody Allen has a real distinct personality.
Right.
So he can do that. But Seth MacFarlane is just so bland and boring. He has no particular acting talent or character that he can kind of create.
He's a voice, and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know, he's just so flat, and his face looks like a pancake. Just, blech.
Wow.
You don't think so?
His face looks like a pancake.
It doesn't do much for me.
Oh, yeah, he has no nothing. I mean, there's nothing to him. He's fucking lucky as hell for the success that he has with that shitty show that fucking stoner college kids love. And that's all I can think of who loves that show. The Family Guy or anything.
All of his shows?
Any of his shows, because they're all...
They're all bad.
Yeah. They're all good. I can understand it be funny, but American Dad I cannot get behind at all.
No, that's not funny at all. No.
I just can't do it. It's just so awful. I can't do it. I tried, and it's the shittiest thing ever.
No, I didn't like that. Family Guy had its day, but it's done. I just don't think that's funny anymore.
No.
And I don't know. I like Cleveland Show for like a half minute while I was on, but
right.
Yeah, it's probably better off being gone. At least it didn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah.
It was on for like two or three seasons, so. Yeah,
unlike Almost Human.
What was that?
Unlike Almost Human, which overstayed its welcome by a whole season.
I like Carl Urban. I mean, I think he needs to find the right show, but I hope he...
Oh, no, I like Carl Urban, too, but come on. You knew that was not going to work out.
Yeah, from word one, I could just tell that wasn't going to be a hit.
Right.
It just didn't feel like that at all. I mean, I'm surprised that Sleepy Hollow show is doing well. That'd be a big
bust.
Well,
it's early. Yeah, I think that'll start to go down.
Yeah, it could, just because, I think The Following had a huge first season, but that kind of tanked second season. So.
Yeah.
It could have that same traction.
Yeah.
We'll see. Did you see they're making a... They're going to have a RoboCop Day in Detroit?
No. Why?
Because they're building like a statue to RoboCop.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Give me a break. It's a fucking fictional thing. Detroit's in that bad a shape that they need a fucking RoboCop statue?
Yeah, tomorrow. It's a full day, though, Richard. It's a full day
my God.
Over in Detroit.
Get a job, you creep.
Because did they film like in Dallas or something? Or Houston?
The original RoboCop they shot in Houston.
Yeah,
because it looked like a future city.
Let's see. Yeah, 12:00. Because it's okay. According to some website, RoboCop Day. What's a day? We'll kick off at noon at the Detroit Police Department and Public Safety Headquarters, with a dedication of the monument. Continue with fan meet and greet, and conclude at 7 p.m. as RoboCop throws out the first pitch at Comerica Park.
I'm sorry, did you say RoboCop is throwing out this pitch?
Yes.
Peter Weller in the suit.
Probably not.
Throw the ball.
Probably not.
let's see. I need money. Please, give me this job. It would be great. Thank you. This is Peter Weller. I was in Star Trek Into Darkness. Forgive me for that, but it was money. I needed it. I needed to pay off my student loans. God
it's,
damn it.
It could be a time travel movie where RoboCop's skin keeps getting older and
I don't use too many moisturizers. I don't believe in them. Stupid. Watch out, creep. Lois! They can fix you. Clarence Boddicker, you're under arrest.
12 p.m., RoboCop and Detroit Police arrivals. 12:10, RoboCop presentation statue announcement.
Oh, Jesus. Do you think RoboCop's going to arrest somebody that who in the crowd, like the new RoboCop?
One would hope. Let's see. 12:30 to 1.
Bland, shitty RoboCop.
Fan photo opportunities with RoboCop. 1 Fantastic. P.M., RoboCop and Detroit Police Department departure to protect the city of Detroit. Gosh.
Let's cry. Except somebody shoots them. Yo, Robo Dick. And then they just blow him away.
That sounds good to me. 7 o'clock, RoboCop throws out the first pitch at Comerica Park.
Jesus.
Long-term home for the RoboCop statue has not been announced. Let's see. The new statue is based on the RoboCop suit from the 1987 film, not the 2014 remake.
We want nothing to do with that.
I would assume so. Let's see. Yeah, it's what is it? It's a 10-foot bronze monument. Gosh. Wow. Not so coincidentally, also marks the DVD Blu-ray release of the 2014 remake tomorrow.
Good God.
And this all started as a joke, too.
No shit.
Yeah, it was some guy in Massachusetts tweeted that they should make a RoboCop monument after Philadelphia made a Rocky monument.
Yeah, right.
And then Mayor Dave Bing shot down the idea, but the concept picked up steam. Within days of the original suggestion, which was a simple tweet, not a formal proposal, arts nonprofit Imagination Station had successfully raised $50,000 for the statue.
Good God. We can't fucking fix cancer, but we got a RoboCop statue in fucking Detroit. And it wasn't even shot there.
That doesn't make sense
to me. Fictional Detroit.
It's so stupid.
Jesus. Hey, creep. I'm going to bring back tourism to Detroit, creep. Come see this RoboCop statue, creep. We killed you.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they should have like a Dirty Harry statue in San Francisco.
Like, that would be a good idea. Why not a Zodiac statue? God. At least that's fucking real.
Have like Jake Gyllenhaal statue?
Yes. Robert Graysmith.
Yeah, why not? Why not, yeah.
I would prefer a Mark Ruffalo statue, but as the Hulk. So it's just a Hulk statue, basically.
Oh, he's handsome. It's fine. I can
sure.
I go with that. Yeah. So, did you get a dog?
Yes.
Was it your dog?
A dog. They needed a Doberman pincher. So they got a Doberman puppy, so it'll be like grown up in 2 years and rip out your throat.
Wait, who got the dog?
Parents.
Oh, your parents, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. What would you name it?
Samson.
It's pretty biblical.
Drop creep. They can fix you.
You should have called RoboCop.
I was only in two of those movies. The third one was the guy from Confessions of a Dangerous Mind and Law and Order NYU SVU.
Who was it?
I can't remember his name.
Right,
character actor.
RoboCop Frack. RoboCop 3. Ah, shit. 3.
Watch it.
Let me see. Oh, it was made by Fred Decker.
Stay out of trouble.
RoboCop, Robert John Burke.
That's it.
That name means nothing to me, but okay.
I'm in a lot of stuff, Robert John Burke. Watch it, creep.
Let's see. Yeah, Law and Order SVU, Two Guns, he was in that.
Oh, baby.
He was in the movie Safe.
Fuck, there you go.
With Jason Statham.
Statham.
Let's see. A lot of crap.
Well, make a statue to me, the Transporter. Walk out and make a statue of me in Florida. I gave one a Robocop. They even film it there, mate. What the hell? I need my cupcakes. I need my gluten-free cupcakes.
Why not?
I eat them with a fork and knife. I don't eat them with my hands, mate.
Did you watch the Walk Among the Tombstones trailer? Or
no.
Liam Neeson movie? Okay, never mind. Okay, good topic.
Is he beating up the dead, or what is he doing?
It's kind of just one of those beat-em-up movies he's been doing lately. Maybe with a bit more cerebralness going on to it. It's got that... Scott Frank wrote it, directed it, I think.
Oh, well, that's good. I like him.
Yeah.
But is Naputa Laguga going to be in it? And she's saying things like, would you like more coffee? Oh, no. Are we going to crash? Oh, no.
I don't think so. No.
She's going to be a cab driver. Hello, let's go. Where do you want to go? Okay, goodbye. And that's it. That's her part.
No, she actually, it's interesting. She plays Jamie Foxx's sister, Jamie Foxx from Collateral.
You mean Jamie Foxx, Electro?
No, from Collateral, because in Collateral he's also a cab driver. So she's also a cab driver, trying to get to whatever island he wanted to go to, some island.
Fantastic. Yes.
So it's a continuation of that story.
I like to invest in your Kickstarter around.
Was that what it was going on? Like he wanted to invest in something, or I haven't seen the movie in a while, so I don't really know.
Yeah. CNN has its worst 10 p.m. ratings in 14 years. Ha ha ha.
Not a CNN fan, Richard?
No, not really.
All right.
I don't care. I don't watch it. I don't watch the news, period. I just read the good old Twitter feed. That's all the news I'll ever need.
That's probably not good true. Enough.
I read my tea leaves. That's how I know what's going on.
Your tea leaves?
My tea leaves. I read them all the time. Oh, the Vipper is back. The Vipper. I read my tea leaves and oh no, I'm dead. My head is crushed by giant mountain man hands. Oh, it hurts so much. I am Zorro. I will be Zorro. I dance around with a spear like Darth Maul. I am Darth Maul of Westeros, but I'm dead.
I thought it was pretty generous that they gave him a second one.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's death by fight by combat, you know.
Yeah.
It's mounts. Great on a curve.
Yeah,
kill
fine.
On a curve.
I didn't mind it, so that's funny. It was like they just toss one of their swords. It's like, alright, fine.
Yeah.
Take more. All you want. You should have followed two spears at one time. That would have been better.
Essay.
Like two guns, but two spears. Just really...
Two guns. They tell you, do not eat Robber Bank across the street from the best donut shop in the country. Or 25 counties. You do not do that. You do not rob a bank across the street from the best donut store. Because all the cops you see, they eat the donuts because they're fat and lazy. Not like cops in Dorne. We are all Latin and we have nice skin and we all run.
All right. It's a good jog.
The Vipper. I am the Vipper. Hello, how are you? Do you remember that show? VIP with Pamela Anderson. That is my name.
I kind of like that. That was a cheesy show, but I like that show.
That is my name, except they did not have the ER. So it's VIP. Vipper. It would be a good show, I think. You cast me with the Pamela Andersons, and we have good sex. That's the whole show. We just make love, passionate love, and I drink wine. I drink lots of wine, and I fight with my spear. And I am not talking about my penis. I am talking about a spear that I fight with. And it has poison on it. And I kill people with it. I fight them. I fight them every week. And I do not get my head crushed by a big giant mountain hand. I survive. I fight a day, all day, every day. Exciting. No? Would you watch this show?
I'd watch it, yeah.
Oh, so good. It's such a great show. It is directed by the man who did the Transformers.
Oh, I love him. Michael Bay, he's so good.
Miguel Bay, he's so good. He's a good talent. He knows how to cast pretty girls. And that is what I want to be with, is for the pretty girls. With my Viper, my Viper stick, I will come out and sting them. I am the Viper. I will sting you with my Viper stick.
Huh.
Caw.
Well, I love this
Caw.
Idea. It's a great show.
Yeah, and I like to see the old cast, all the girls from the VIP cast who was in the show with Pamela Anderson's, the girl with the short hair who was probably a dyke, but it's okay. I like that. It is okay because the Viper likes the pain. The Viper. I like boys too. You know, that's cool. Yes, bring it all. I take it all. I am the Viper.
Oh, Natalie Retain.
I do not care. I don't care. I don't care what her name is. Get Gina Carano. I don't care. Replace them all. I will do them all. I don't care. But bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia. And I'm not talking about the head on his shoulders, mind you. I love it. It's so good. I'm going to get the burrito now and be quiet. I'm so tired. I'm the Viper. Maybe I'll be back later. I do not know. I am the Viper. That's all we do on this show is have guest stars that have no idea what they're talking about. Robert Forrester, George Martin. Yeah,
Richard.
Just, the list continues.
Richard, I don't know where you went, but the Viper was just here.
Did someone say the Viper? I am back.
Oh.
No, it's good. You can go back. You can go back to the room. You can go back to your comfort and suite. Oh, thank you. It's so good. I have an oven. I have an oven in my kitchenette. I'm going to use it. I have to boil my poisons and dip my blaze inside the poisons because I am the Viper. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, Mountain. I'm going to kill you. You kill my sister. You kill my sister. You lie, you son of a bitch. You kill my sister. Admit it. You raped her. You killed her. You killed her children. Oh, the Viper.
Bravo.
Okay. That's great, Viper. Just go make your plot doesn't shut up.
Gosh, I love that guy. He's so
cooking.
Awesome.
He's cooking the plot does. It's okay.
Ah, all right. Okay, well.
He's so good at plot does.
He keeps coming back to the mic.
Wine, my Dornish wine with my plot does. It's so good.
He keeps coming back
it
every
is,
time.
It is pork sausage. Wrapped in maize,
dipped
in Dornish wine with a little bit of poison.
Okay.
It's delightful. It's like a blowfish, but no, it's pork.
That does sound good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, right.
I'm having some right now with them, with potatoes.
We're back. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, let's go. You want to go to the bar?
Yeah, let's go to the bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
Good night.